Support for KNKX comes from the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber and Broadway Center, presenting the national tour of Sue's Tech Kitchen August 23rd through 26th at Tacoma Armory. A STEM-fueled adventure where participants can snack on science with 3D-printed s'mores, edible chemistry experiments, robots controlled by candy, and more. Tickets and information at BroadwayCenter.org.
Well, Nance, after looking and looking, finally, I found it and I've got to do something I've always wanted to do.
Tell me about it, Stein.
I rendered my own lard.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you got your stove back?
Yeah, finally, after 5 weeks, the stove is back in action. And so am I. I've been looking for leaf lard, which is fat from the pig around the kidneys, as you told me once, you know, is the very best stuff for making lard. And finally, I found some at the Proctor Farmers Market in Tacoma. Some folks from Chehalis Valley Farm had leaf lard. And these pigs are what they call forest-raised. They're out there in the woods foraging. So as they say, even a blind one can find an acorn now and then. But, you know, no hormones, no steroids, no antibiotics. I bought a big chunk of that stuff. I took it home. I've had it waiting in the freezer for weeks now. And so just the other day, I rendered that stuff out.
Did you cut it by hand?
Yeah, I just took a big sharp knife and cut it up into about 1-inch cubes, put it in a big cast iron pot with some water, and just started melting it.
Melted it in a cast iron pot with water in it?
Yeah, it keeps it from scorching while you're waiting for it to start melting. By the time the water has boiled away, there's enough rendered liquid lard to prevent that from happening. And I just kept it on low and gave it a stir every now and then. It took about 3 hours. Dipped out the little cracklings, poured it out through a cheesecloth-lined strainer into a jar, let it cool down to room temperature, and put it in the fridge, and I'm all done.
I, too, have made lard, and definitely to hit your farmers markets. Any place that has fresh pigs will often have lard. And keep an eye on the frozen department at your specialty food stores. They, too, often have local farmers' pork fat. When I did mine, I cut the lard into pieces, and then I pulverized it in the food processor, smeared it into a roasting pan, and rendered the fat in the oven for a couple of hours at 250 degrees, and then poured it through a fine sieve into a canning jar. But the best part are the cracklings, or the gribbiness, as my grandma used to call them.
I think that'd be a good way to do it during the winter, but I did this during this big heat wave that we had last week, and it was already 250 degrees just in the house. So I just did it on top of the stove.
So what are you going to do with it now?
Well, I'm not really sure. I've got it in a jar in the refrigerator. And I guess when things cool off enough for me to turn the oven on again, I'll probably do some baking. I want to try some biscuits. I want to try it in some pie crust.
One of the pie crust recipes that I used for a long time called for 70% unsalted butter to 30% leaf lard. So I would suggest to start, though, before you get around to baking pies, is that you take some of that lard and roast some potatoes in it.
Do you have any of this leaf lard yourself right now?
No, I don't have any lard in the house at all, Stein. You're going to have to give me some of yours.
And so I shall, you old-fashioned girl. Okay, I know that right now a lot of listeners are saying, lard? Are you out of your mind? But seriously, over the years, lard has gotten a bad rap. It's really a much healthier shortening than people realize. It's way lower in saturated fat, just 1/4 of the amount of saturated fat that you'd find in butter. And it's higher in healthy monounsaturated fat, which is what you get out of olive oil. It's got some other benefits, too. Now, God forbid anyone should ever take any nutritional advice from me. Look it up for yourself. Health benefits of lard. I'll have some pictures from my lard-making process. Nancy has abandoned her brief flirtation with a lard butter pie crust and is now firmly in the all-butter pie crust camp. We'll have her recipe for that, as well as a wonderful ad from the old British Lard Institute, all on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy, whose middle name really is...
Suey?
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Lard of all I survey.
Stein.